we try to honor God instead of trying to please people?
我们, 如何来, 尊敬神, 而不是, 取悦, 别人?
That's what I talk about for a few minutes today.
今天我们要花一点时间来,
so if you have your Bibles with you, let's turn to 1 Samuel chapter 15. 1 Samuel chapter 15.
请大家打开圣经到撒母耳记上。
And we'll talk about three simple points.
撒母耳记上第15章, 在旧约圣经的第353页。
First of all, we'll talk about how half obedience is not full obedience.
首先我们要来讨论, 一半的, 服从并不是全部的服从。
Secondly, we'll talk about how God looks on the inside and not the outside.
然后我们要讨论神看重的是我们的内在而不是我们的外表。
And finally, we're going to talk about how we are to fear God and honor Him instead of people.
然后我们要来讨论我们要, 敬畏神, 而不是, 也是要, 尊敬神, 荣耀神。
Okay, so if you have Bibles, 1 Samuel chapter 15.
大家打开圣经撒母耳记上第15章。
Let's look at the first 9 verses together.
第1到9节。
Samuel said to Saul, I am the one the Lord sent to anoint you king over his people Israel. So listen now to the message from the Lord. This is what the Lord Almighty says. I will punish the Amalekites for what they did to Israel when they waylaid them as they came up from Egypt. Now go, attack the Amalekites and totally destroy all that belongs to them. Do not spare them. Put to death men and women, children and infants, cattle and sheep, camels and donkeys. Jump down to verse 7. Then Saul attacked the Amalekites all the way from Havilah to Shur, near the eastern border of Egypt. He took Agag, king of the Amalekites, alive, and all his people he totally destroyed with the sword. Verse 9. But Saul and the army spared Agag and the best of the sheep and cattle, the fat calves and lambs, everything that was good. These they were unwilling to destroy completely, but everything that was despised and weak, they totally destroyed.
撒母耳记上15章第1到第9节。 撒母耳对扫罗说：“耶和华差遣我膏你为王，治理他的百姓以色列。所以你当听从耶和华的话。万军之耶和华如此说：以色列人出埃及的时候，在路上亚玛利人怎样待他们，怎样抵挡他们，我都没忘。现在你要去击打亚玛利人，灭尽他们所有的，不可怜惜他们，将男女孩童吃奶的，并牛羊骆驼和驴。” 进行杀死，然后第7到第9节，扫罗击打亚玛利人，从哈菲拉直到埃及前的苏尔，生擒了亚玛利王押甲，用刀杀尽亚玛利的众民。扫罗和百姓却怜惜押甲，也爱惜上好的牛羊、牛犊、羊羔，并一切美物，不可灭绝。凡下贱瘦弱的，尽都杀了。
When we see the command that Saul was to destroy everything, even women and children, some of us may think that's pretty harsh, isn't it?
我们在这里看到扫罗得到了一个命令，就是要把 所有的亚玛利人 消灭尽尽。从这里我们觉得好像有点残暴。
And I think oftentimes when we talk to non-Christians, they'll say, "Seems like the God of the Old Testament, he's a very violent God."
有些非基督徒们，他们看旧约圣经的时候，会觉得 好像神是一个,
and so, yes, it's true. It's hard to swallow why God would command something like this. But I think, first of all, we need to be reminded that this is not the first time God gave this kind of command. He said it before in the book of Joshua.
我们要知道这不是第一次神下这样的命令, 在约书亚记里面也有这样的,
And I think we also need to be reminded that this is just one facet of God, right? Or should I say another facet of God is that He is a merciful and loving God.
我们知道神是一个充满怜悯的和慈爱的神。
We know that He shows grace upon grace to His people.
他对他的子民, 充满了恩惠慈爱。
He loves His creation, but at the same time, He's a holy God. He can't tolerate sin.
他热爱他所造的一切, 但是从另一方面来说, 神又是一个神圣的神。
And so as a result, he will act according to his good will. We also need to understand that the Amalekites, they were a wicked group of people.
我们也要知道亚玛利人他们是一群充满罪恶的人。
If you jump down to verse 18 and later on to verse 33, you realize that these guys are just evil, just really evil, and they were merciless.
他们是没有慈爱的，没有怜悯心的一些罪人。
So it's possible that God has given them plenty of chances to change their way, but these Amalekites haven't done so.
其实神给了他们很多机会让他们改变，但是他们没有。
And so as a result, God pours out judgment on them.
所以作为结果就是神对他们要施行审判。
So when we see a passage like this, I think first of all we need to be reminded that our God is still a loving God and merciful God.
首先我们要认识到我们的神是充满怜悯的。
He's but at the same time he's a holy God and he can't tolerate sin.
然后但是作为一个神圣的神，他又不能够容忍罪。
But I think there's one more aspect here. I think the reason that God wanted these Israelites to wipe out the Amalekites was so that they could remain pure and free from idolatry.
然后神要求以色列人把那个亚玛利人杀尽，是要他们保持他们的纯洁。
Because he was thinking about his people.
因为他是为他的子民着想。
And you fast forward Israel's history, you notice that these Israelites, they are often unfaithful to God. How? By worship, and they were unfaithful to God, they start sinning against God by worshiping other gods.
我们如果再快进一下看那个以色列历史的话，我们会知道以色列人他们有很多是并不是忠实于神，而且他们有时候会照着他们邻国的人那样去崇拜偶像。
And these gods that they worship were often, you know, their neighbors' gods.
那些邻国的神，他都是就是都是别国的神，而不是我们的真神。
So it's possible that in order for God to keep his people holy, the Amalekites were to be wiped out for the sake of his people.
所以为了神子民的圣洁，他要把这些亚玛利人消灭尽尽。
In any case, the command was clear, annihilate the Amalekites.
所以在这里神的命令是非常清晰的，那就是要消灭亚玛利人。
Just like Sodom and Gomorrah or the flood, God has the right to judge wicked people.
就像索多玛和俄摩拉那样，就是神有他的权利来审判他们。
God's command was crystal clear, okay? He said this 4 times in the first 9 verses.
在这里在前九节里面神讲得非常的明白，讲了四次。
But what did Saul do? Look at verse 9.
但是在第九节中我们看到扫罗做了什么呢？
He killed off the weak and the lame, but he kept the best plunder.
他杀了那些下贱瘦弱了，但是把一切美物都保留下来。
So when he saw all these good things that were there, he decided, instead of destroying them, he kept the good stuff.
他看到了这些美物，他不舍得把他们消灭，而是把他们保留下来了。
As a result, what was God's response? Look at verse 10.
那神的反应是什么呢？我们看第十节。
Then the word of the Lord came to Samuel, I regret that I have made Saul king, because he has turned away from me and has not carried out my instructions. And of course, Samuel was angry and cried out to the Lord all night.
第十和十一节，耶和华的话临到撒母耳说，我立扫罗为王，我后悔了，因为他转去不跟从我，不遵守我的命令。撒母耳便甚忧愁，终夜哀求耶和华。
So first of all, notice how sad God was.
首先我们看到神很伤心。
His heart breaks when we choose to disobey his commands.
他看到扫罗没有服从他的命令，他很伤心。
God regretted. God, in some translation, even says that he was just sorrowful.
神后悔了。
Listen, I think sometimes we have this idea that, you know, God's always angry and he's waiting to shoot down a lightning bolt at you when you sin against him.
我们有时候觉得神好像经常会发怒，会惩罚你。
But notice in this case, his heart breaks for us when we sin.
但是在这里我们看到，当我们犯罪的时候，神是为我们感到伤心。
Why? Because when we sin, we choose to do things our way instead of the very best way, which is, of course, His way.
因为当我们犯罪的时候，我们选择了照自己的方式来做，而不是照神为我们安排的最好的方式。
And so when we choose to ignore His voice, He is saddened by our decision.
当我们忽略了他的话的时候，他为我们的决定感到伤心。
Now some of you might think, well, Saul kind of obeyed, right? He killed the lame and the weak. He kept the good stuff.
我们觉得扫罗好像也有服从神，因为他的确是杀了那些下贱瘦弱的，但是只不过是他把美物留下了。
But here's the thing: half obedience is still disobedience. Half obedience is still disobedience.
但是我们要强调的是一半的顺从其实也是不顺从。
Let's continue reading here. Let's look at verses 12 to 20.
来，我们继续来读圣经第十二到二十节。
Early in the morning, Samuel got up and went to meet Saul. But he was told, Saul has gone to Carmel. There he has set up a monument in his own honor and has turned and gone down to Gilgal. Verse 13, when Samuel reached him, Saul said, The Lord bless you. I have carried out the Lord's instructions. But Samuel said, What then is this bleating of sheep in my ears? What is this lowing of cattle that I hear? Saul answered, The soldiers brought them from the Amalekites. They spared the best of the sheep and cattle to sacrifice to the Lord your God. But we totally destroyed the rest. Enough, Samuel said to Saul. Let me tell you what the Lord said to me last night. Tell me, Saul replied. Verse 17, Samuel said, Although you were once small in your own eyes, did you not become the head of the tribes of Israel? The Lord anointed you king over Israel, and he sent you on a mission, saying, Go and completely destroy those wicked people, the Amalekites. Wage war against them until you have wiped them out. Why did you not obey the Lord? Why did you pounce on the plunder and do evil in the eyes of the Lord? But I did obey the Lord, said Saul. I went on a mission the Lord assigned me. I completely destroyed the Amalekites and brought back Agag their king. The soldiers took sheep and cattle from the plunder, the best of what was devoted to God, in order to sacrifice them to the Lord your God at Gilgal.
我们继续来看圣经第十二到二十一节。撒母耳清早起来迎接扫罗，有人告诉撒母耳说，扫罗到了加密，在那里立了纪念碑，又转身下到吉甲。撒母耳到了扫罗那里，扫罗对他说，愿耶和华赐福于你，耶和华的命令我已遵守了。撒母耳说，我耳中听见有羊叫牛鸣，是从哪里来的呢？扫罗说，这是百姓从亚玛利人那里带来的，因为他们爱惜上好的牛羊，要献与耶和华你的神，其余的我们都灭尽了。撒母耳对扫罗说，你住口吧，等我将耶和华昨夜向我所说的话告诉你。扫罗说，请讲。撒母耳对扫罗说，从前你虽然以自己为小，岂不是被立为以色列支派的元首吗？耶和华高你做以色列的王，耶和华差遣你，吩咐你说，你去击打那些犯罪的亚玛利人，将他们灭绝尽尽。你为何没有听从耶和华的命令，急忙掳掠财物，行耶和华眼中看为恶的事呢？扫罗对撒母耳说，我实在听从了耶和华的命令，行了耶和华所差遣我行的路，擒了亚玛利王押甲来，灭尽了亚玛利人，百姓却在所当灭的物中取了最好的牛羊，要在吉甲献于耶和华你的神。
Notice how Saul said he obeyed God's command, not once, but twice, verse 13 and verse 20.
在13和20节中，扫罗都说他是服从了神的命令。
Maybe a modern illustration of this may help.
我们用现代的例子来举个例子说明。
Let's say you and your father, all right, let's pretend you're a little younger, or for those a little older. You and your father, you see a homeless man.
比如你和你的父亲看到一个无家可归的人。
The man is of course poor and hungry, and he asks you for some money.
他很穷又很饿，他向你讨一些钱。
But you know that if you give him cash, chances are he might use that money for drugs and alcohol.
但如果你给他钱的话，他会用钱去买毒品或者是买酒。
And since your dad is in a rush to go to work, he gives you $20 and says, buy groceries for this man.
因为你父亲当时急着要去上班，他就给了你20块钱，说你去买一点日用的食品去给那个人。
And you tell that, okay, I got it. I'll buy groceries for this man.
那你就拿了那个二十块，说好的。
You go to the grocery store and you start buying food, but then you start seeing things like Doritos and chocolate and flowers.
你去了那个日用品商店，你开始要买那些食品的时候， 你又看到旁边有一些玉米片啊，有 chocolate， 还有花。
And you start thinking, hey, my dad loves Doritos. Why don't I give him a bag?
你觉得哦，我爸爸喜欢玉米片。
That will make him happy.
我如果买的话啊，他一定会喜欢。
And whenever my mom's angry, seems like to pacify her, flowers and chocolate will do.
如果我妈妈生气的时候啊，每次有啊 chocolate 和花。都会令她开心的。
So I want to make her happy as well. I'll get flowers and chocolate for her.
所以呢，我会买点花和 chocolate.
My dad will be proud of me.
我爸爸会为我骄傲的。
So not only do you buy grocery, but also you buy things like chocolates and flowers and a bag of Dorito chips.
所以啊，你不单单买了一些日用的食品，你还买了啊玉米片，还买了花和 chocolate.
And so when you get home, you become so excited. Look, Dad, I got flowers and chocolate for Mom. She must be so happy. And look, a giant Dorito bag just for you.
你回到家里拎着这么多东西，你觉得很兴奋。你告诉爸爸说，我买了花和巧克力给妈妈，她一定会高兴。我也买了一大袋的玉米片啊，给你的。
But your dad tells you, I told you to buy food for the homeless man, not anything for you or for me.
但你爸爸说，我。叫你用这个钱去啊、买些食物给那个无家可归的人，而不是给我和给你妈妈。
I mean the chocolate and stuff, they're nice, but that's not what I told you to do.
他们是好东西，但是这不是我要你啊、用这个钱啊、的用处。
And that's exactly what was happening with Saul.
这就是啊、当时扫罗在神眼里的。
You see, this half obedience to God's voice is not full obedience.
那一半的顺服并不是。完全的顺服。
Saul's excuse that he did not annihilate everything was the fact that he wanted to save the best animals to sacrifice to the Lord. At least that's what he said.
他扫罗的借口没有杀灭所有的，是他说他要留最好的牛羊来献给耶和华。
It's like using that money, right, to buy chocolate and flowers, which is nice for your mom, but that was not the original command.
就像那个儿子用钱来买花和chocolate 一样，虽然是好的，但这并不是父亲的命令。
So as a result, this is what Samuel says to Saul. Look at verse 22.
所以在二十二节中，撒母耳对扫罗说。
Samuel replied, "Does the Lord delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as much as in obeying the Lord? To obey is better than sacrifice, and to heed is better than the fat of rams." Verse 23, for rebellion is like the sin of divination, and arrogance like the evil of idolatry. Because you have rejected the word of the Lord, he has rejected you as king.
第22到23节，撒母耳说，耶和华喜悦燔祭和平安祭，岂如喜悦人听从他的话呢？听命胜于献祭，顺从胜于公羊的脂油。悖逆的罪与行邪术的罪相等，顽梗的罪与拜虚神和偶像的罪相同，你既厌弃耶和华的命令，耶和华也厌弃你做王。
You know what this means? God is more interested in your obedience than all the things you could do for Him.
你要知道啊，神更看重啊你的顺服和你为他做啊，比你啊为他做的要看重的多。
God is more interested in your heart than even your worship.
神更看重啊你的内心啊。比你的敬拜更为重。
We read in Psalm 51 before, it says, verse 16, God, you do not delight in sacrifice. Well, I will bring it. You do not take pleasure in offerings.
在我们刚才读的诗篇第五十一篇里面我们看到神本不喜欢祭物，若喜爱我就献上。
And some of you guys may think, well, I thought the Old Testament is about sacrifices and all these offerings.
有时候我们觉得旧约就是讲燔祭和平安祭的。
And that is true, but look at verse 17, right? Psalm 51:17. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart, and these are things that God will not despise.
在诗篇五十一篇，里面是 the psalm, right?
对
，OK, 在我们刚才读的诗篇五十一篇第十七节中，我们看到神并不喜欢祭物，燔祭他也不喜悦。
The context of Psalm 51 is the fact that David committed adultery, against Bathsheba, and then he murdered her husband Uriah the Hittite.
这个诗篇五十一篇的背景是说，大卫因为拔示巴而犯了奸淫，当时呢，他就是谋杀了拔示巴的丈夫乌利亚。
David did not confess his sins, so as a result, his heart was not right with God.
大卫他没有坦诚他的罪，所以呢，他的心在神看来是错的。
But notice both in Psalm 51 and 1 Samuel 15, God is saying, I don't care about the sacrifices and offerings you do. What I really want to know is the condition of your heart.
所以从诗篇和从我们刚才读的经文里面，我们看到神并不看重我们所献的祭，而看重的是我们的内心。
What I really want is your full obedience.
我所需要的是你完全的顺服。
So if you want to put it a different way, these offerings that we make, these sacrifices that we make, they're an expression of a heart that is worshiping God.
所以我们看到我们所献的祭其实是我们对神敬畏的一种表示。
The problem is, oftentimes our heart is disobedient and we still do things out of ceremony and ritual.
有时候我们虽然我们的心并没有那么完全的顺服，但是我们在外表上还是做的就是因为我们心里面不够顺服，所以我们的做法就是显得无理。
But you see, God's more interested in the motivation of us doing these things, not some fake worship.
神对我们更看重的是我们内心的内在的动机。
After God rejects Saul, he later on tells Samuel to pick another king, and this was David. And in 1 Samuel 16, 6 and 7 says this, But the Lord said to Samuel, Do not consider his appearance or his height, for I rejected him, that is one of David's brothers. Instead, the Lord does not look at the things people look at. People look at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart.
在撒母耳记上六到七节中，就是神选大卫做王的时候，他告诉撒母耳说，不要看他的外貌和他身材高大，我不拣选他，因为耶和华不像人看人，人是看外貌，耶和华是看内心。
But once again, let's put this in a modern context.
用现代的一个例子来说。
Maybe for some of us, we act like Christians on Sundays.
我们很多人我们在主日的时候像基督徒一样。
You tithe, you worship, you sing praise songs on Sundays, but then on Monday through Friday, you act like the rest of the world.
我们做十一奉献，我们唱圣诗，我们来敬拜神。
You cuss, you're lewd, you steal from work, you worship money.
但是在周一到周五，我们就像平常人一样，我们诅咒，我们偷窃，我们就是行一切。
But,
就是我们崇拜金钱。
But on Sunday you worship God, though.
但是在主日我们还是来敬拜神的。
You know what God is saying to you? He wants your heart Monday through Sunday.
你知道神会对你说什么吗？他要你的内心从周一到主日。
All that worship and tithe is meaningless to him because what he really wants is your devotion and your obedience.
所有的敬拜，所有的十一奉献，对他来说都是没有意义的。他所需要的是你内心的完全顺服。
He is more interested in the motivation of your heart.
他更在意你内心的动机。
He doesn't care how much money you give to the poor. He's more interested in why you give.
他并不在意你给穷人多少钱，他在意的是你为什么要给。
He doesn't care how many praise songs you sing. He's more interested in why you sing.
他并不在乎你唱了多少圣诗，他在乎的是你为什么要唱。
He doesn't care how much you serve in church. He's more interested in why you are serving in church.
他并不在乎你在教会里面有多少的侍奉，他在乎的是你为什么要侍奉。
You see, God is looking at the inside, and not necessarily the outside.
你要看到神看重的是我们的内心，而不是外表。
So let's get back to the text here. You may be wondering, why would Saul not completely obey God?
那你会想，为什么扫罗没有完全的顺服神呢？
Yes, I understand half obedience is not full obedience. And yes, I understand God is more interested in the inside than the outside. But what made Saul not fully obey God?
我知道一半的顺服并不是完全的顺服。我也知道神看重内在胜于外表。那为什么扫罗没有完全的顺服神呢？
let's try to wrap up. Verses 24 to 26.
第24到26节.
Then Saul said to Samuel, I have sinned. I have violated the Lord's command and your instructions. Look at his reason here. I was afraid of the men, and so I gave in to them. Now I beg you, forgive my sin and come back with me so that I may worship the Lord. But Samuel said to him, I will not go back with you. You have rejected the word of the Lord, and the Lord has rejected you as king over Israel.
撒母耳记上15章24到26节 扫罗对撒母耳说, 我有罪了, 我因惧怕百姓, 听从他们的话, 就违背了耶和华的命令和你的言语。 现在求你赦免我的罪, 同我回去, 我好敬拜耶和华。 撒母耳对扫罗说, 我不同你回去, 因为你厌弃耶和华的命令, 耶和华也厌弃你做以色列的王。
You see, Saul was afraid of the men. He was afraid of the people.
我们看到扫罗惧怕他的百姓。
He was more worried about how others think of him. In other words, he was worried about his popularity.
他还是 看重他在百姓当中是怎么受欢迎。
Instead of trying to please God, he pleased the people.
他不是要专门要讨神的喜悦, 而是要讨他百姓的喜悦。
When the people saw how good the livestock was, they pressured Saul and said, you know what, keep them, keep them.
当他的百姓们看到那些牲口有多美的，他们就跟扫罗说，把他们留下吧。
In modern context, the livestock symbolize wealth.
在我们现在的生活当中，这些牲口就是我们现在那个财务的象征。
It's like seeing millions of dollars on the floor, and God says, burn it all.
就像我们看到地上放着几百万，然后神告诉你说，把它们全部烧掉。
And people are saying to you, are you crazy? You want me to, you're going to burn all that money up? Why don't you keep some for yourself?
人们就告诉你，你没病吧？为什么要把所有的钱都烧掉？你留一点给你自己。
Heck, why don't you use some of that money to help the poor or build a church?
你可以用这些钱来帮助穷人或者是建一座教堂。
Don't burn it all, take some and help people with it.
不要把它们全部烧掉, 拿出一点来, 这样还可以帮助别人。
And that's exactly what Saul did, right? Instead of pleasing God and obeying him fully, Saul chose to please the people around him.
这就是当时扫罗做的, 他并没有要, 讨神的喜悤, 而是选择了要取悦百姓。
I think this is an important spiritual lesson here once again. Who do you honor more, right? Yourself, people, or God?
这是我们要学的属灵的功课。我们到底敬重的是谁？是神，是我们自己，还是你周围的人？
Are you trying to win popularity or trying to win the favor of God?
你是要取悦人，还是要讨神的喜悦？
And there's no doubt, oftentimes we are pressured to do certain things that we don't want to do.
有很多时候我们, 都有压力, 就做一些我们不喜欢做的事。
Maybe we're pressured to buy certain things that we don't even need or do certain things just to fit in.
我们有时候, 会受到压力, 买一些不需要的东西, 或者是做一些事情, 我并不想做, 但是就是为了取悦人。
Listen, honor God from your heart. And when you do that, he will honor you.
我们要记住, 要, 敬重神, 从你的内心这样做, 这样做的话, 神也会敬重你。
You know how this chapter ends? King Saul loses his kingdom, and he never sees Samuel again.
这第15章的结局就是, 扫罗王, 他失去了他的王位, 而且他也, 再也没有机会见到撒母耳。
And the author repeats the fact that God regretted making Saul king. That's how the chapter ends.
在这里, 作者也是强调了这一个事实, 就是神很后悔立扫罗为王。
You know how I know the Bible is true? Well, it's because when you write about your king, usually you don't write all this garbage about them, right? But this is the truth. That's how I know the Bible is true.
我们, 知道圣经所记载的是真实的, 因为当你, 在 记载你自己的那个君王的时候，经常你会写他的一些正面的东西，而不会写他反面的东西。但是他这里如实的记载了他那些反面的东西，那我们就知道这是一个非常真实的一个记载。
Because, you know, when you usually write about your king, you write good stuff, not the negative stuff. But the point is, look at the sad state that Saul was left in.
我们要看到, 扫罗王所面临的那种, 非常悲伤的境地。
All this because he did not obey God, and he feared men more than he feared God.
所有这些都是因为他并没有顺服神, 而且他, 惧怕他的百姓, 胜于惧怕神。
As a result, God tore his kingdom away.
结果就是神把他的, 王国夺走了。
Let me close with the story of Eric Little.
我要结束的时候, 要, Eric Eric Little的故事。
Maybe you guys heard of him. He is, there was a Hollywood-inspired movie called The Chariots of Fire, and of course it was about Eric Little.
有一部很出名的好莱坞的电影叫《火车火马》, 是以他的原型, 故事来改编的。
In the 1924 Summer Olympics, he represented Great Britain.
在1924年的奥林匹克运动会上, 他是代表, 英国去参加。
He was scheduled to run on Sunday, but he believed Sunday should be a day dedicated to the Lord.
他被安排在, 主日去, 跑步比赛, 但是他觉得主日是应该完全的, 奉献给神的。
So he refused to run.
所以他就拒绝在主日, 跑步。
People from his country and even the Prince of Wales came and begged Eric to run on Sunday.
他们国家的百姓, 还有就是, 威尔斯王子都, 去那边, 都恳求他去参加比赛。
All these dignitaries told him, if you don't run, you are dishonoring your country.
他们就, 就, 甚至很严肃地对他说, 如果你, 不参赛的话, 那你就是背叛了你的祖国。
You're betraying your own people.
你背叛了你的人民。
You know how Eric Little responded?
你知道, Eric Little是怎么, 回答的吗?
He said he loved his country, but he loved his God even more.
他说他爱自己的祖国, 但是他更爱他的神。
To him, it was God first and then country.
对他来说是神第一, 然后祖国。
So he didn't run the 100 meters.
所以他并没有, 去参加那个100米的, 比赛。
Eric Little was eventually placed in the 400 meters. That was not his best event. Remember, he's a sprinter.
最后呢, 他被安排去参加400米的, 跑步比赛。 但是呢, 这并不是他的强项, 因为他是一个短跑赛手。
It would have been really tough for him to win.
对他来说, 要赢400米是非常, 艰难的。
But he ran, and not only that, he broke the world record and won the Olympic gold.
但是他, 去参加了400米比赛, 而且, 打破了记录, 赢得了那个金牌。
That was probably what he was remembered best for.
这个可能是大家, 记住他的一个, 就是最, 出名的时刻。
But did you know that Eric Little became a missionary to China?
但你们知不知道, Eric Little后来成为, 中国的传道士。
He loved God so much that he decided to forsake all the fame, all the glory, all the money he could have had, and became a humble missionary to serve the poor in China.
他如此的爱神, 他决定放弃, 他所得到的所有的荣誉, 而到那个贫困的地方来帮助, 中国人。
When World War II broke out, he still was in China, and he basically died in a concentration camp, trying to minister to the people he loved, the Chinese.
在二次大战的时候, 他, 几乎是在, 集中营里面, 去世的, 他在那边是为了帮助 他所喜爱的,
He died from an inoperable tumor in his head 5 days right before the Allied army came to free the camp.
在, 联盟军到达, 5天之前, 他们, 要那个解救那个集中营, 里面所关的人, 之前的, 5天之前, 他因为脑里面一个, 就是说不能治愈的一个脑瘤, 去世了。
I want you guys to compare Eric Little and King Saul side by side.
我们来对比一下 Eric Little和, 扫罗王。
Both men had tremendous influence.
他们都有非常大的影响力。
Both had power and could have anything they wanted.
他们可以, 做几乎他们愿意做的所有的事。
Both were pressured by their peers to do something that's contrary to their faith.
他们都被他们周围的人施加压力，要做一些对他们跟他们的信仰有冲突的事。
For Eric Little loved God and feared Him from the bottom of his heart.
但是 Eric Little 他爱神并且敬畏神。
Do you know he chose to honor God even in his deathbed?
即便是在他临死之前，他还是选择要荣耀神。
In 2008, right before the Chinese Olympics in Beijing, the Chinese authorities revealed that Eric Little had refused an opportunity to leave camp.
在2008年北京奥运会的时候，北京当局他们就是披露了当时的一个事实，就是 Eric Little 他拒绝走出那个集中营。
And instead, he gave his place to a pregnant lady.
他把他的那个机会给了一位孕妇。
Apparently, the Japanese and Prime Minister Churchill, they had agreed upon a prisoner exchange.
当时日本政府和丘吉尔首相他们有一个就是有一个协议，就是交换那个罪犯。
And news of this final act of sacrifice surprised even his own family members. They didn't know about it until the Olympics in 2008.
他最后的这个牺牲，即便是他的家属都不知道。
You see, Eric chose to honor God above all else.
所以我们看到 Eric 他选择荣耀神。
His actions spoke for him.
他的行为讲了话。
May we do likewise.
愿我们都像 Eric 那样。
Let's pray.
让我们低头祷告。
Lord, we know it's so easy to cave into pressures, perhaps for popularity or for worldly gains, whatever it is, Lord, I pray that for each one of us, we want to honor you, Lord, from our hearts. Help us to fully obey you. Help us to fear you. Help us to change from the inside out. So God, would you help us do that for each one of us, Lord? And Lord, we know it's so easy to just listen to a message, and maybe for some of us, we're really tired, and so we'll forget it. But I pray that somehow this brief talk that we had, that we will change our lives, Lord, that we'll be reminded to, above all else, to honor you, Lord, to do things your way, because your way is always the best way. So God, just bless us tremendously even this week. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.